Uluka isahluko sesifica minwe mbili. Emva kwalokho wadabula imizi lemizana ishumayela ememezela ivangeli lombuso kaNkuluNkulu. Babelaye abalishumi lambili kanye labesifazana abathile ababesiliswe kubomoya ababi lasemikhuhlaneni. UMaria othiwa uMagadalena owakhutshwa kuye omoya ababi abayisikhombisa. LoJohana umkakhuza induna kaHerodi, loSusana labanye abaningi ababe basiza ngempahla yabo. Sekubuthene kuye ixuku elikhulu livela emizini ngemizi, wakhuluma ngemifanekiso wathi,
umhlanyeli waphuma ukuyahlanyela inhlanyelo yakhe. Kwathi ekuhlanyeleni enye yawela endleleni, yanyathelwa ngenyawo, inyoni zaphezulu zayidobha zayiqeda. Enye yawela edwaleni, kwathi ekukhuleni yahanguka ngoba yaswela ubulunabo. Enye yawela emeveni, ameva amila layo ayiminyanisa. Enye yawela emhlabathini omuhle, yakhula yathela ikhulu.
Ezechilo lokhu wamemeza wathi,
olendlebe zokuzwa akezwe.
Abafundi bakhe bambuza ukuba utsho ukuthini lumfanekiso. Wathi,
lina liphiwe ukwazi imfihlakalo yombuso kaNkuluNkulu, kodwa abanye bakuphiwa ngemfanekiso ukuze babone bengabonisisi, bezwe bangaqedisisi. Umfanekiso utsho lokho, inhlanyelo iyilizwi likaNkuluNkulu. Abangasendleleni yilabo abathi sebezwile, bese kufika uSathane alisuse ilizwi enhlizweni zabo ukuze bangakholwa basilizwe. Abasedwaleni yilabo abathi belizwile ilizwi balamukele ngokuthokoza, kodwa laba ngabanampande, bayakholwa okwesikhatshana nje, kuthi ngesikhathi sokulingwa bawe. Okuwele phakathi kwameva yilabo abathi sebelizwile bahambe baminyaniswe yikuphisekela inotho lenkanduko yokusila, bangatheli izithelo ezivuthiweyo. Okusemhlabathini omuhle yilabo abathi belizwile ilizwi, balibambe ngenhliziyo enhle lelungileyo, bathele izithelo ngokubekezela. Ngakho othi eselumathise isibane asimbomboze ngesitsha, ingabe asibeki ngaphansi kwethala, kodwa usibeka esiqobaneni ukuze abangenayo babone ukukhanya, ngoba kakukho okufihliweyo okungayikubonakaliswa lokuthukuziweyo okungayikulethwa ekukhanyeni. Ngakho-ke qaphelisani ukubalizwa kanjani, ngoba yilowo nalowo olakho uzakuphiwa, kodwa lowo ongelakho uzakwamukwa lalokho athi ulakho.
Wafika kuye unina labafowabo, kodwa bahluleka ukufinyelela kuye ngenxa yexuku. Wabikelwa ukuthi,
unyoko labafowenu bemi ngaphandle bafuna ukubona.
Kodwa wathi kibo,
umama labafowethu yilabo abalizwayo ilizwi likaNkuluNkulu balenze.
Wathi ngolunye usuku wangena emkolweni yena kanye labafundi bakhe, wathi kubo,
asiwelele ngaphetsheya kolwandle.
Basuka-ke, wathi besahamba ngomkolo walala ubuthongo. Wavuka olwandle isiphepha esikhulu somoya, umkolo wagcwala amanzi. Babe sengozini, basondela bamvusa besithi,
Nkosi, Nkosi, siyabhubha.
Wasevuka wakhuza umoya lamavinqo amakhulu, waqhamuka wathula kwathi zwi. Wathi kubo,
kungaphi ukukholwa kwenu na?
Besaba bamangala bakhulumisana besithi,
kambe ungubani lo ukuba alaye umoya lamanzi kumlalele na?
Base befika elizweni lamagerasene eliqondene leGalile. Esephumele emhlabathini wahlangabezwa indoda ethile yomuzi eyayilabomoya ababi. Wase kuyisikhathi ingambathi ingubo, ingahlali endlini, kodwa ihlala emalibeni. Wathi imbona uJesu yamemeza yawa phansi phambi kwakhe, yathi ngelizwi elikhulu,
ngidlani lawe Jesu, ndodana kaNkuluNkulu ophezu konke, ngiyakuncenga ungangihluphi.
ngoba walaya umoya omubi ukuba aphume kulowo muntu. Ngoba wayesembambe kaningi, walindwa eboshiwe ngamaketani lezibopho. Kodwa eseqhamule izibopho, waqhutshelwa umoya omubi enkangala. UJesu wambuza wathi,
"Ungubani ibizo lakho na?"
Wathi,
"Ngilegiyoni."
Ngoba omoya ababi abaningi babengenile kuyo, bamncenga ukuba angabalayi ukuya emgodini ongelamkhawulo. Kwakukhona lapho umhlambi omkhulu wengulube usidla ewatheni lentaba. Bamncenga ukuba abavumele bangene kuzo, wabavumela. Wathi omoya ababi sebephumile kulowo muntu, bangena engulubeni, umhlambi waphaphathekela eliweni waphoseka olwandle. Waminzwa. Wathi ababezalusile bebona okwenzekileyo, babaleka bakubika emzini basemaphandleni. Abantu baphuma ukuyabona okwenzekileyo, bafika kuJesu bamfumana lo muntu okwakhutshwa kuye omoya ababi ehlezi ngasenyaweni zikaJesu embethe eqonda besaba. Ababekubonile babatshela ukuba usile kanjani owayengenwe ngomoya ababi. Abantu bonke bakulelo lizwe lamagereseni bamncenga ukuba asuke kibo ngoba behlelwa kwesaba okukhulu. Wasengena emkolweni waphindela emuva. Kodwa leyo ndoda ebekukhutshwe kuyo omoya ababi yamncenga ukuba ibe layo. Kodwa wayithuma esithi,
"Buyela kimi ulandise ukuba kungakanani uNkulunkulu akwenzele khona."
Wasuka wahamba echumayela phakathi komuzi wonke ngokuthi kungakanani abekwenzelwe nguJesu. Wathi ekubuyeni kwakhe uJesu, ixuku lamthakazelela ngoba bonke babemlindele. Wafika indoda ethiwa nguJayirosi engumphathi wesinagoge. Yawa phansi ngasenyaweni zikaJesu yamncenga ukuba angene endlini yayo. Ngoba yayilendodakazi eyodwa eyayingaba leminyaka elishumi lambili yayisisifa. Esahamba ixuku lamcindezela. Owesifazana owayelomopho iminyaka elishumi lambili engela kusiliswa ngumuntu weza ngemva kwakhe wathinta umphetho wengubo yakhe, wahle kwakhawula ukugobhoza kwegazi. UJesu wathi,
"Ubani ongithintileyo na?"
Wathi lapho bephika bonke, uPetro lababelaye bathi kuye,
"Nkosi, ixuku likuminyanisile, likucindezele."
Kodwa uJesu wathi,
"Ukhona ongithintileyo, ngoba ngizwile ukuthi amandla aphumile kimi."
Owesifazana ebona ukuthi kala kufihlakala, weza ethuthumela, wawa phambi kwakhe, walandisa phambi kwabantu bonke ukuthi umthinteleni lokuthi uhle wasila khona lapho. Wathi kuye,
"Dade, ukukholwa kwakho kukusilisile, hamba kuhle."
Esakhuluma, wafika umuntu evela endlini yomphathi wathi,
"Indodakazi yakho isifile, ungabe usamhlupha umfundisi."
Kodwa uJesu ekuzwa lokhu wamphendula wathi,
"Ungesabi, kholwa kuphela izakusila."
Esefikile endlini kavumanga ukuba kungene umuntu kanye laye. Kuphela uPetro, loJohane, loJakobe, loyise lonina wentombazane. Babekhala bonke beyililela. Kodwa wathi,
"Lingakhali, kayifanga, kodwa ilele."
Bamhleka ulunya, besazi ukuthi ifile. Yena eyibamba ngesandla wamemeza esithi,
"Ntombazane, vuka."
Wabuya umoya wayo, yavuka khona lapho. Walaya ukuba inikwe ukudla. Abazali bayo bamangala, kodwa wabalaya ukuba bangatsheli muntu okwenzekileyo.